For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Ahead of tomorrow's Election Day, the Shelby County Election Commission is rechecking its voting machines. The undertaking comes as the commission investigates why a single voting machine at one early voting site omitted four of the six special judicial races from the ballot. Administrator Linda Phillips said an estimated 307 voters were affected at the location. That glitch follows an earlier problem with the same four races being left off approximately 700 mail-in absentee ballots. The commission sent supplemental ballots to those voters. Phillips cited last-minute changes that stretched Election Commission deadlines for getting races on the ballot. Back on the first day of summer for Memphis Shelby County school students, Governor Bill Lee signed into law a measure for the state to take over the school system. Laura Testino of the Daily Memphian says students returned to classrooms Monday, but not much has changed, at least not because of the new oversight board.
Memphis Shelby County Schools officials are charging into another school year, following their own plans for academic improvement and facilities management. With the temporary pause on the takeover in place, there's some uncertainty for both MSCS and the state, but no, quote, demonstrable harm to MSCS. That's according to Lori Patterson, a Baker Donaldson attorney representing the district in its lawsuit. Both sides met on Friday, July 31st, with U.S. District Court Magistrate Judge Jeffrey Frinsley to chart a path forward for the case. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Laura Testino.
Trolleys could soon return to Main Street this fall. In an update with the Memphis City Council on Tuesday, Memphis Area Transit Authority trustee Roderick Holmes said four of the antique vehicles will be back in operation after years of closure. He added that a program of free fares on fixed bus routes will continue as the policy has driven up ridership between 26% and 30%. In other MATA numbers, the bus system was running on time 60% in July. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.